BBC News with Rosemary Crick. State media in North Korea have said the final goal of the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, is military equilibrium with the United States. The comments follow Pyongyang's latest missile test, which was strongly condemned by the UN Security Council. China and Russia urged the United States to refrain from more threats and resume dialogue. The United States has called on the parliament in Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region to abandon its plans for a referendum on independence in 9 days' time. The government in Baghdad says the referendum is unconstitutional and strongly opposes any move that might lead to the Kurdish area breaking away from Iraq. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May has raised the country's terror threat assessment to the highest level following a bomb explosion on a rush hour train in London. 29 people were injured. The Islamic State group says it carried out the attack. The Nigerian army has categorised the separatist group, the Indigenous People of Biafra, as a terrorist organisation. It says the group, which wants independence and says it's non-violent, has formed a secret service, possesses weapons, and has attacked the military. The Congress in Guatemala has repealed a bill 2 days after it was passed, which eased penalties for politicians involved in corruption. It would have allowed politicians to avoid long jail terms and would have made party accountants responsible for irregularities. It was repealed after protests across Guatemala. About 1.5 million homes and businesses in the U.S. state of Florida are still without electricity almost a week after Hurricane Irma. Supplies have been restored to about 80% of people affected. A woman in Jamaica, said to be the oldest person in the world, Violet Moss Brown, has died at the age of 117. She said the secret of her long life was to eat everything except pork and chicken and not to drink rum. BBC News.